This is episode 1792. Welcome to the Daily Guided Meditation. How are you doing today? I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you as you join us towards the tail end of our Simplify series. In each episode this week, you are discovering a meditation technique and insight to help you simplify your life. You may notice my voice is a little hoarse. I've been under the weather a little bit this week, so you might hear that in my voice, but I feel better than I may sound, so here I am recording this episode for you. And in this episode, I want to share a little insight about simplifying. As you simplify your life, you might think that you need to do something drastic or something that instantly creates change. And this is not always the case when you want to simplify. Usually, it's the small steps you take consistently that create the most lasting change. You could even say the same for creating a meditation ritual. When you show up consistently and you start small, so you meditate for 1 minute, just sitting in silence, maybe sipping some tea before you actually settle yourself down to meditate in a chair or on a cushion. You might just simply sip tea or drink your smoothie or just relax for even 1 minute until you begin to get used to how that feels. And then you may sit for longer, and you get used to that. And pretty soon, these small, consistent changes add up, and before you know it, you're meditating for 15, 20 minutes, 30 minutes at a time, and you want more. And you can begin to feel that this is an important ritual in your life that you look forward to. So this is also how you create simplicity in your life. I attended last weekend a 3-day healing retreat. I wasn't quite sure what to expect, but it was a healing retreat near my home. So I attended this retreat, and it was very interesting to listen to several of the presenters who shared testimonies from their own lives about how they had overcome major addictions or how they healed from cancer or how they overcame great odds. And the common thread as to whether or not they overcame something or how they became involved in something destructive had to do with small steps. There was a man there who was from India, and he shared his testimony about a friend of his who was a very popular spiritual person in India. He was married and had a family and was highly regarded in this community and a really popular presenter. And he ended up becoming deeply involved in pornography to the point that it ruined his marriage and it ruined his ministry. In fact, he stepped down from ministering and was just completely destitute. He'd lost everything. And he spoke about how His friend had never planned on becoming involved in pornography. What happened is he had inadvertently received a text message that wasn't supposed to go to him, and it had a video, a pornographic video in the text message. And he opened up the video and he immediately noticed that he shouldn't be watching this video, so he turned it off. But he didn't delete the message. And so later on that day, he went back to the video and he thought, I'm just going to go watch this and just see what it's all about, because he hadn't watched a pornographic video before. And so he watched it and he was thinking, I don't know what people see in this. This is ridiculous. And he closed the video, but he didn't delete the message. And he found himself going back to this video and watching it over and over again over the course of the week. And pretty soon he decided to Google and look at more videos. So he did. And he found himself being lulled into pornography. He said that he never, ever thought he would ever become addicted to pornography. But it happened to him. He believes that he was kind of at a stressful time in his life. His guard was down and this video took him by surprise. And before he knew it, he wanted more than just the video. So he started pursuing other women. And this ended up ruining his whole marriage, his whole family, his ministry. He was completely destitute. And so it started with one small decision. Even though it was something that took him by surprise, when your life is cluttered, you're distracted, you can find yourself going down a path you never imagined you would ever pursue. And that's why it's so important to simplify. Simple is better. That way you have so much clarity and you're less likely to be pulled in a direction that's harmful. There were also people at the conference, as I mentioned, who had been on a harmful, destructive path. But by taking small incremental steps in a positive direction, they were able to overcome great odds. Someone who had cancer started to change their whole diet and how they live their life. They changed their whole lifestyle and overcame cancer naturally. There were people who had been in horrible relationships and slowly began the process of climbing out of a toxic relationship to a more healthy version of who they really are at their core. And so think about the small decisions you make and that you may have made that could have led to you wanting to simplify the particular part of your life you've selected to focus on this week. If you are just joining us, at the beginning of the series, I encouraged you to select one area of your life you'd like to simplify. So you can do that right now. Select an area of your life where you'd love to. Maybe you've been craving less distraction in this area. Less stress, less overwhelm, more clarity. And as you settle yourself down today to meditate, focus on the small steps you can take to put yourself on the path to recovery, on the path to simplicity. Simple is better. If you'd like full guided meditations and a little more support throughout this series, you can find those on the Sip and Om Meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks, free access to over 1,700 guided meditations. They're half-hour guided meditations. You receive a journal and a guide customized for each week's series. So it's a simplicity guide and journal for this week. Again, you can try the Sip and Om Meditation app for 2 weeks free. So settle yourself down now and focus on the small steps you could make starting today to simplify some area of your life. You are so worth slowing down for.